Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
He kōna i purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
You know, whether you're rich or poor or from the middle of Africa or the middle of the Central America, there's some connection, some relationship to the game, and it's about weaving all those connections and sharing that love of the game and together here.
It's a big thing. It's a language. And it's a distraction, and it's something that edifies us all. I guess that's why they call it the beautiful game.
Hi, this is Here Now with me, Kadambri Ragokumar.
I'm Ethiopian Oromo, so I represent the Ethiopian team. So we try to win the game today. So like, yeah, it's really good, great to be here to hear us.
I've been playing in many years, since I was 11 years old. And this is my old club as well, Manukau United. Yeah, so my first year played for Mankwe United. That's it.
Awesome, good luck. Nice.
Thank you.
I'm at Mangere's Walter Massey Park, where the football fest is underway as part of the annual World of Cultures event. The field's filling up despite this pretty unstable autumn weather. Players and their families, kids dressed up in traditional costumes, and the smell of hot empanadas, courtesy a Chilean food stall. It's all happening here. I'm standing at the sidelines and can spot teams made of Sudanese, Samoan, Fijian players. You name it, they're all here. Honey Fowler of Manuka City United has been helping put this event together for a few years now.
So I grew up locally in South Auckland, and growing up in Auckland, being Māori, particularly in a sport that was largely Pākehā, or perceived to be largely Pākehā sport in New Zealand, Aotearoa, there were a number of challenges that I encountered and experienced in my journey in football. And as I went through that journey, I encountered and made friends with other people that were going through similar challenges. And I guess part of that journey, and you know, that's eventuated in events like today, is around highlighting some of those barriers.
What kind of barriers?
There are a number of barriers that I guess get in the way of people enjoying the sport of football. They can be things like tangible, like finance or transport, and they can be things that are more cultural. And so identifying some of those cultural barriers and highlighting the value of our multicultural society and the contributions from the many communities, often the minoritized communities, that can bring so much more and make the game so much more than what it has been historically in this country.
My name is Hussein Hanif, Diversity Inclusion Manager for New Zealand Football. We're supporting the Culture Fest, or the Football Fest, at Manukau City Football Club. So we want our clubs to reflect the wider community that they serve. And I think events like today, you know, bringing all these cultures and teams and communities together, it allows us to learn as well through play, which is football.
Rosie Awong knows the reality is not as ideal as the aspiration behind events like this. She's a bit of a legend here, the first Pacifica Fern making her debut in 1979. And this is actually where her career began, on these grounds 45 years ago, with the New Zealand national women's team. Rosie's being acknowledged with a capping ceremony today. She tells me that when it comes to racism on the field and off it in New Zealand, things can still improve in the game.
The racism should not even be there. But in the current climate, there is that. But I know that sports is a good vehicle for any person, young or old, to be able to integrate into community. You know, so it doesn't matter what stage of life you're at. If you have some sort of organisation such as the sport, then at least it gives you an outlet. It gives you that time to be with community that you would not normally be with. It's important.
What are some of the teams here today?
So we've got teams from representing the Vietnamese community, the Sudanese community, Ethiopia, Pacifica communities, Maori communities, South American, Palestinian team here today. They always turn up to these community events, and it's lovely to see, despite what's happening overseas in Palestine and Gaza at the moment, that this can be an outlet or a source of coming together and expressing solidarity, and also for other communities to express solidarity. And that's very evident today. We see a few kafir, a few Palestinian scarves from teams that are not Palestinian, but expressing their solidarity, as they might often be able to relate to some of the oppression that's happening in their own countries as well.
Hone is no stranger to the suffering in Palestine. Through football, he's seen firsthand what the game means to community there.
I've had the privilege a few years ago to visit Gaza and to see firsthand and relate to the people there in a camp, a refugee camp called the Nusayrat Refugee Camp, and connect with a club, the Al Ahly Sports Club. Our Monaco City AFC football club, based here in South Auckland in Mangere East, has a twinning agreement with that sports club in Gaza and the refugee camp of Nusayrat. And we've had a long-standing relationship for over 12 years now with the club, and we have annual fundraising efforts and connection opportunities to share some of the stories and realities, and football has helped facilitate that connection.
Nusayrat camp is a refugee camp in the middle of the Gaza Strip, and it's been heavily damaged in the Israel-Hamas war. About 85,000 refugees lived there up until 2023.
I visited in 2010 and 2012, and you know, despite our language barriers, we were able to connect through the language of football, and I think that's part of the magic that football can provide, that sport can provide, but particularly football, because it does have such a global appeal.
What was your most distinct memory of your time in Gaza?
Football being played in the alleys and the streets, you could see and sense that it was a key part, a foundation of the kids' enjoyments of life, and that was really special and can be related to in many different places around the world. And I think that's the power of the game, and we've got some of the diaspora here with us today who have connections to Gaza, have connections to Palestine.
One of those is Naji. I had a bit of trouble spotting him amongst all the players on the field grouped off in their five-a-side matches. There are about 26 teams here. When I did end up spotting him, Naji's a little tense. His team is on next, and they're not taking this lightly.
My name is Naji Gamery, and my role today is kind of team manager of one of the teams. Our team is called Free Palestine.
And where are all of you from?
We are from everywhere. So Rahman is Sudanese. We've got my brother, obviously Palestinian. We've got Mo, he's from Iran. We've got a couple of Kiwi boys. We've got Dalla, who's half Korean, half Egyptian. So we've got, we're a mix, a good mix. I am Palestinian. My grandparents were refugees at the time of Nakba.
The Nakba, which translates to catastrophe from Arabic, was the exodus of 1948 when at least 750,000 Arabs were displaced.
So what age did you come to New Zealand?
I was seven. And it was kind of a big change, but loved it. And grew up in Whanganui, and then at the time for university, came here and studied, and I'm working here now. And got married to a girl I met here.
Naji's a bit of a seasoned athlete, although it's not all he does. He's training in orthopaedic surgery, but a love for the game has taken him a few places so far, particularly with futsal.
Played a bit of futsal for the World University Games, and that was a surreal experience. We actually played Israel in that tournament, and that was our first international win.
So have you visited Palestine?
Yes, I have.
When was that, and what was it like for you?
It was 2004. I was a little child, and I remember it. And man, I wish I can feel that feeling again. I think as a refugee that can't feel that, you know, New Zealand is my home, and I've represented New Zealand in many things, but and I'm very proud when I wear the fern on my jersey, but it's nothing like home. Palestine, like when the air and the sea, you know, the soil, and you just have this weird feeling that you are at home, and it's hard to describe. I've only felt it really once, and I wish I can go back.
For now, it's looking like a distant dream. Like everyone in this Palestinian community, Naji's days are filled with concern for his people back in Gaza.
To be honest, this past 6 months have been crazy. I still kind of don't know how I feel. Some days I feel extremely depressed and helpless, but we'll be fine. Palestine will always live. So, well, my dream is to go and help my people and grow my nation. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I'm training to be an orthopedic surgeon. And the reason why I got into it is because my dream is to help as many people as I can, my people, when, you know, if it's feasible. So that's still the dream, and hopefully I can still do it.
That's Naji Gumri and Honey Fowler at the football fest in Auckland. The Sudanese team took home the cup today. Big thanks also to Hussein Hanif for talking to me. My name is Kadambri Raghukumar, and every week I bring you stories from all across New Zealand featuring people from around the world. You can follow Here Now on all your favourite podcast platforms, Apple, iHeartRadio, Google, and everywhere else you get your pods from. Today's episode was mixed by Jeremy Ansell, and my name is Kadambri Raghukumar. Thanks for listening.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.